I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
This is Into Tomorrow for the weekend of October 5th, 2018. Thank you for tuning into Tomorrow. Delighted to have you with us. I am Dave Graveline.
I am Pumpkin Spice Chris Graveline.
Oh, gosh.
Isn't that where we're supposed to start this time of year?
I hate pumpkin spice. I'm Beth Gatrell.
There you go. I mean, enough already. Everything is pumpkin spice, and I don't know about you guys, but I'm, like, sick of it.
Well, but we're talking pumpkin spice technology.
All right, yeah. That's fine. Okay, so that will let slide.
And we've got some pumpkin spice tech news coming up.
But I saw pumpkin spice Twinkies the other day, and I went, oh, no, 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 no. Twinkies to begin with, like, okay, but no, no, shouldn't, ever. But pumpkin spice Twinkies, no.
Gross.
All right, so anyway, now that we're off to a pumpkin spice start, glad to have you with us. Some tech news and commentary in this first segment, and then we will jump to your calls, whereby when you hear them on the air, you win fabulous prizes. It's a very easy thing to remember. It's easy to do. And all you have to do is
call in, win stuff. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, too, Cameron. Because the 800 number that Chris is about to give you is available for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, even on National Techies Day, which coincidentally was the same as the Presidential Alert Day. You think that was a coincidence?
Yeah, it was.
You can call anytime with any digital dilemma you may have, and we will do our utmost bestest to solve the problem for you. Maybe even with a little pumpkin spice on top.
Sure. And that number that you mentioned is 800-899-4686.
Call in. Win stuff. Thank you. 800.
Don't you dare step on your son.
I'm sorry.
All right. What was that number again?
800-899-INTO.
Okay. It's important to know. Little tech news, perhaps, on this auspice occasion. Well, first of all, we talked about the presidential alert. Did you all get it?
No.
No, I never did get it.
Now,
no.
See, I did twice.
Well, you got mine.
I got yours. Well, then what about Beth's?
I don't get alerted.
I was getting listeners telling me, didn't get it in Alabama. Somebody else sent me a note saying, I got it twice also.
Well, this is why they're testing it.
That's true. It is a test. It wasn't an actual alert.
However,
had it been an actual alert, you would have been instructed what to do.
Right. However, I don't know how they're going to know that all these people didn't get it, but, you know.
Well, we're telling them.
I'm sure they're not listening.
That a whole
this is the government.
Come on, FEMA's tuned in to Tomorrow, I'm sure.
Yeah, sure.
Because remember, now FEMA sent this out. A lot of people say, oh, great, just what we need, Trump tweeting all of us and we can't do anything about it. No, that's not what it's for. It was sent out, supposedly, to 200 million cell phones at 2:18 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time this past Wednesday, which, again, was National Techies Day, I might mention. The alert did go out. It was sent out by the Federal Emergency Management Agency as a way for the White House, basically government officials, to communicate with the nation during a national emergency. You'll note that it didn't even mention Donald Trump in any way. It just said presidential alert. And that just simply means national, as opposed to a local state alert or a regional alert of tornadoes in your area or something of that nature. So that's not the intent of the emergency alert system nationally, is for any political tweet-like alerts. Don't think that's going to happen. It ain't. And it was done by FEMA.
And it was originally scheduled for September 20th, but was postponed because of Hurricane Florence.
That's true, which is really weird to schedule a national alert test and postpone it because of an alert.
Well, they probably didn't know that Florence was going to be out there.
Yeah, that's also true. So, but so you guys never did get it.
I never did.
And I got it twice. So, wow. And I have a Facebook poll and an Instagram poll. So if you follow me, it's very easy, at Dave Graveline on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all those fun things. Answer the poll. I'm curious to see, yes or no, did you get the alert? Then you're welcome to comment and tell me if you got it twice or you got it multiple times. Some people were posting some fun things on Facebook, rather humorous items. That's fine, too. But we're curious to know how this worked on National Techies Day.
A popular cash app was recently compromised when users called in to what they thought was the customer service number and were met with fake representatives that ended up going into their account with all of their information and transferred money right into their own accounts.
Oh, nice.
These apps are very helpful to pay back your friends, pay a babysitter when you split meals, when you want to get paid for something. However, you need to make sure you're using a reputable company and make absolutely sure you are speaking with the company when giving out your personal information.
Oh, gosh. And if in doubt, don't give it out. That's something
exactly.
That it's easy to remember. If you have any doubt whatsoever, this sounds a little fishy. This is a little weird. I didn't call them. They called me. Well, there's a first flag, right? Don't give out anything personal.
Yeah, I actually saw this news story on one of our local TV stations, and there were a couple of families that were affected by this, and apparently the cash company was able to reimburse one family their lost money, and the other one they still didn't know yet. I guess it was still in the works, but
wow.
You know, hopefully this cash company has insurance to be able to cover all this, because obviously now these people can be out hundreds of dollars and
or thousands
in
some cases.
They Googled the phone number and called the phone number that came up on Google.
Oh, great. Well, did it appear to be the company's fault? Like the information was released by the company?
Nothing was released
by
the company,
hacked,
but it was because these people, I guess, needed to contact customer service, so they Googled the phone number because there was apparently no contact information in their app.
Oh, gotcha.
So they just Googled the phone number, and somebody had set up fake customer service numbers for this company, and that's apparently the number that these people called just because they got it from Google.
Yeah, and they thought that must be the legitimate number.
Right, which brings up another point. If you're going to try to contact customer service, go to their website. Look for it that way. Don't just rely on a Google search of a phone number.
Or even worse, don't ask Alexa because then you're stuck with Bing, which is an even worse search scenario.
Or don't use the apps. I pay my babysitters in cash.
So a little sad news. For the first time in 24 years, Bill Gates is no longer the richest American on the Forbes 400 list.
Well, sad for him. I couldn't care less.
Gates lost his standing this year to Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos, whose net worth is $160 billion.
Yeah, billion with a B. Yeah,
and this is compared to Bill Gates' measly $97
billion. Oh, nothing. Pocket change.
So that makes the Microsoft founder the second richest American. Other tech figures on the list include Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg coming in at number 4, Oracle's Larry Ellison at number 5, and Google's Larry Page and Sergey Brin at number 6 and 9. Respectively.
6 and 9?
Yes.
Why wouldn't they be one after the other? That's interesting. They're co-founders, right?
Maybe that's why Amazon.com has raised their minimum wage. If you're looking for a job in the tech industry, look to Amazon.com because they're raising their minimum wage to $15 an hour.
Effective November 1st, I believe.
Yes.
So now's the time to jump on board. Or if you are an employee of Amazon, not making at least $15 an hour, good on you. You're going to be able to get $15 starting next month.
Exactly.
Interesting. But yeah, being the richest man on the planet or whatever, then yeah, he should have made sure. It's not coming out of his pocket anyway.
Well, it should.
I know. I mean, he should actually say, you know what? I'll take care of that. I'll make sure. I'll make up the difference. Right.
Yeah.
That's not how he became the richest human being on the planet.
Mm-hmm. Probably not.
By giving it up. Microsoft made a whole bunch of announcements at their media event this past week, mostly updating their Surface line of products. They announced the Surface Pro 6 and the Surface 2, as well as a Surface Studio 2. They claimed the Surface Studio 2 will have a big boost in GPU and display with 85% more processing power than the original. It should, because it starts at $3,499. The Surface headphones are pretty interesting, with tweakable noise cancellation, and they have Cortana, no idea why, but integrated. Those headphones are priced at $350. So if you're interested in the new Microsoft goodies, you might want to look into those.
So you may have noticed this last week that you had to re-log into Facebook on all your devices.
Yeah, several times on all the devices. Yeah,
well, Facebook said that it found a security flaw in almost 50 million accounts.
Well, isn't that lovely for Zuckerberg?
I didn't have to re-log But I didn't get the presidential alert either. Maybe I'm not included in any of this stuff.
Sorry.
But apparently, the this flaw would allow hackers to take over people's profiles. And apparently it had to do with one of the new features that Facebook has where you can log in now and click on a button to view your profile as somebody else. Like, see what it would look like to a public person or someone you're not friends with. The disclosure prompted new threats of investigations into the social network by at least one state attorney general and by Irish authorities who protect the interests of European users. Facebook did not say how many accounts had been taken over through the vulnerability. Guy Rosen, Facebook's vice president of product management, said that the attackers could have accessed not only the 50 million Facebook accounts, but also potentially any other services for which those people used their Facebook login.
Nice.
Because there's many
There's
more and more apps these days where instead of logging into this app, you can use your Facebook login.
Yeah, log in with Facebook or log in with Instagram. You think, wow, what? How convenient. Right. That's great. Not when 50 million of you are affected by them.
It is convenient, but you run the risk of then with Facebook being hacked, then your logins to all these other sites being hacked.
Of course. And as we've been telling you for some time, this month of October marks the 15th annual National Cybersecurity Awareness Month, which is co-led by the National Cybersecurity Alliance and the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, and an important time of year to talk about this kind of cyber safety for the entire family. We had Russ Schrader on the show, the executive director of NCSA, last week. If you caught or missed that, didn't catch it, be sure to catch that interview at intotomorrow.com. Look for just last week's show, and I think you're going to find that fascinating and truly interesting.
The FBI is helping to keep kids safe online with a free educational program called Safe Online Surfing for grades 3 to 8. Students can surf through grade-appropriate islands playing games that teach them about online safety. Teachers can also join in and have their class compete with other classes around the country as well to see who's the safest classroom.
Oh, that's cool. And it gets the kids interactive there with doing something like that in a fun way to learn more about these things. Doug in North Miami, Florida, listens to the free Into Tomorrow podcasts. Hey, Doug.
I just got back from my honeymoon and have a lot of pictures that I'd like to share. And I'm not sure what I should do about maybe signing up for Dropbox or which would you recommend that would be like an affordable type product that I could use to download some 700 pictures. But I'm not downloading all of them, just a few.
Well, Doug, first of all, congrats on your nuptials and many happy returns and all that fun stuff. Just about any tech giant will do this. Google Drive, for example, can store and share photos with the people you choose. It can also manipulate your photos to create effects that some people find entertaining. If you're not one of those people, you can turn those effects off. It's not a big deal.
Dropbox does let you share pictures both as just files and viewed on a gallery style. So, yes, you can sign up for a free account with them, like you said, and you should be able to share far more than 700 pictures if you'd like to.
Yeah, and we use Flickr. You can make public or private galleries, which you can share. There are premium and free accounts, but their free account gives you a terabyte worth of photo storage. So that should be more than enough for you.
Yeah, that'll last you into your 10th and 20th anniversaries, probably. So, Doug, I hope that helps you out. Let us know what you end up going with, because it'll probably help other listeners, too, especially if you tell us why you chose one of the ones we suggested or something else that you ran across. Stay tuned, because we're asking our audience to let Doug know, what do you do for your pictures? In this case, he's just back from a honeymoon, lots of pictures, and wants to share them, but store them and do all that kind of fun stuff. What do you use for those purposes? 800-899-INTO. And of course, we'll meet you at intotomorrow.com.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-428-1570. 800-428-1570. 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570.
Have a smart TV? If you got any questions about it, want to know if it's smart or not, well, you can ask us anytime, 24/7, as Into Tomorrow is here to help you with any consumer tech issues. Erasmo in the control room via remote from his home because he's a bit under the weather this week. And also under the weather is H in New York. And at least we're here under the studio lights.
Yeah. Right.
And I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Beth Gatrell.
I'm Chris Graveline. Coming up in a few minutes, Dave will be chatting with Steve Savignon. He's the Director of Educational Services for Audio Technica. They're, of course, a manufacturer of consumer and professional audio equipment. He's going to talk about all sorts of stuff that they got in the works.
Oh, yeah. They do a lot of audiophile-related things. Turntables and all that. They're heavy into vinyl. We'll be talking about that.
Yeah, he talks about how everything's sort of making that big circle back to the... And we noticed that at IFA, too. I mean, a lot of stuff that was on display were turntables.
Yeah.
For record players.
More than we'd ever seen before. Yeah. And people walking by, especially the younger ones, are going, what do you do with that? You know, yeah, well...
You know, there was a company that had... Their entire booth was turntables and AM/FM radios.
Yeah. Go figure. Oh, it is a resurgence, if you will.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by the OWC Envoy Pro EX with Thunderbolt 3, the ultimate external SSD for photographers and videographers in need of ultra-fast and ultra-portable storage. Learn more at owcdigital.com.
Jump aboard the time machine.
You got mail.
Time to head into yesterday with This Week in Tech History.
History. History.
Here's Chris.
History.
Yeah, okay. This week in 1895, the Berliner Gramophone Company, the first company to produce disc gramophone records, was founded in Philadelphia.
Now, why wouldn't the Berliner Company have been founded in Berlin?
Because it was named for Emil Berliner, the man who started the company.
All right, just checking to make sure your tech history is accurate.
Why wouldn't Graveline Electronics be founded in a cemetery?
It was.
In 1950 this week, CBS's mechanical color system was the first to be licensed for broadcast by the Federal Communications System. These were the old mechanical...
Wouldn't that be the Federal Communications Commission?
Isn't that what I said?
No, you said Federal Communications System.
Okay. Well, the Federal Communications Commission.
Okay.
Yeah. I like system better.
Yeah. Well, that'd be the FCS. Well, it wouldn't sound right at FCC.
Well, my brain got a little ahead of me because I was going to talk about the mechanical system incorporated these rotating discs that had red, green, and blue colors on them, and that's where the picture was, how it was thing. But, you know, these TVs were discontinued a very short time after.
Because that wasn't so effective. Everything was just red, blue, and green.
In 1968 this week, the U.S. launched Apollo 7, described by Commander Walter Shearer as a magnificent flying machine. Apollo 7 traveled some 4.5 million miles in orbit around the Earth to become the first manned flight in NASA's lunar landing program. The mission also featured the first live TV transmission from a spacecraft in orbit. In 1984, this week, Space Shuttle Challenger astronaut Dr. Kathy Sullivan became the first U.S. woman to perform an EVA, or walk in space. And this week...
What does EVA stand for?
Extravehicular activity.
Okay, smarty pants.
And this week in 2010, Instagram, a mainstream photo-sharing application, was founded by Kevin Systrom and Mike Krieger. Just a year and a half later, it would be acquired by Facebook for $1 billion.
Nice.
And just as of last week, they have both now left Facebook for unspecified reasons.
With their $500 million each. Having a good time.
That's our look back at This Week in Tech History, brought to you by IFA in Berlin, the global innovation show since 1924 for consumer tech and home appliances, and by IFA Next, the launchpad for innovations. Get more info at ifa-berlin.com.
Now, into tomorrow's favorite app of the week. What's your favorite app?
Now, we know you have one. We know you have an app that you have been using either for a really long time that you just can't live without, or maybe something you discovered very recently. You must have a favorite app these days. You're sharing things between you and your daughters all the time and saying, hey, check this out.
Exactly. Well, a newer app that I'm checking out, it's called Nextdoor, the neighborhood app. It's a social network for people in your neighborhood. You can find your neighborhood all around the country. There's a whole bunch everywhere that are joining online, and you can quickly get the word out about break-ins that could be happening, organize a neighborhood group watch, track down a trusty babysitter. You can even put something out to say you've lost your dog or you have found a dog. Is it anyone's? Or in my case, we recently found a pig in our front yard.
What?
Yep.
No, come on. Fake news.
No, real news. A pot-belly piggy.
You found a pig in your front yard.
Yes, I took my dog out one night, and there was a pig.
I see.
So we posted it on the Nextdoor neighborhood app, and
so it wasn't from a farm. It was probably a pot-belly pig
pet.
Did it have a collar or something?
It had a rope. It had been tied up and got free.
Oh, gosh. So you use this, what is it called? Nextdoor?
Nextdoor
app,
neighborhood app.
And you posted
it so that people in the neighborhood would see, and his family was found.
No kidding. Wow. Well, that's kind of cool. So I've got an available room in one of my houses. Not like I have a bunch. I have two. Big deal. One I live in and one I rent. But I've got an available room. Can you use Nextdoor if somebody says, hey, I'm looking for a roommate or I've got a room to rent?
Perfect app for that. You can pretty much post anything and everything you want to know about in your neighborhood. If you're renting out a room. If you're selling something, if you're looking to buy something, you're looking for the best mechanic around, who's the best lawn service, pretty much anything like that, and get to know your neighbors a little more.
Yeah, I haven't used the app very much, but I have it, and I live in a small little 6-square-mile town, and our town has a Nextdoor account, and they use that to send out information about the town and things going on to all the residents that are on that app.
That's pretty cool. So Nextdoor, neighborhood app, recommended by Beth Gatrell. IntoTomorrow.com, what's your favorite app?
The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What's next? Rising inflation, drops in the dollar's value. Some experts say another crash is coming. What will be left of your investments for your children and grandchildren? We know you can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins and an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. During periods of great volatility, precious metals regularly outperform stocks because they're a true wealth asset that have real value. During the 3-year recovery period after the crash of 08, the Dow only went up 3.5%, while gold more than doubled in price. Call 855-662-6533 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation and build a true legacy for your family. Regain control of your financial destiny and call Augusta Precious Metals at 855-662-6533. That's 855-662-6533. As in any investment, the price of gold and silver may fluctuate over time and you could lose money. Check with financial and legal advisors.
Because you didn't even read the manual back when there used to be one, you're tuned into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. We are your weekly update for the past 23 years on the air, covering the latest in cool consumer tech, gadgets, gizmos, products, services, what have you, available today and into tomorrow. And you participating on the show really makes the show. So please don't hesitate to call us anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We are here for you. And then tune in to the next show or two, and you're likely to hear your call, and we'll try to solve your digital dilemma for you. Or if you've got help for another listener, we love those calls as well. Whatever the case, we just want to hear you. 800-899-4686. I know it's the old-fashioned way, but it still works the best. And I sort of hold your hand through the process. You'll see what I mean when you call. 800-899-INTO. And join us on Into Tomorrow. Audio Technica manufactures consumer and professional audio equipment, including, of course, headphones, microphones. We're very familiar with a lot of those. Wireless systems, turntables, photo cartridges, and many other products. Their director of educational services for Audio Technica US is Steve Savignon. Steve, welcome back Into Tomorrow. How are you?
Dave, I'm doing good, and how are you?
Doing fine, thank you. And it's been a while since we've had you on the show, and it's good to get an update from you because you guys are always coming out with cool new things that we need to be talking about. So we missed your Audio-Technica counterparts and colleagues at IFA a month or so ago when we were there for our 16th year broadcasting from IFA. But I know you've got some more cool things that you introduced there. So give us an idea of some of the things that we didn't get a chance to talk about.
Well, among the new products that we did introduce at IFA were a pair of two true wireless in-ear earphones. And we did a sound reality version, and we also did a sonic sport version, which is more toward that, the athlete or the guy working out. And, these are part of our sound reality and a true wireless design. Like a lot of our headphones, we build the microphone and ear and controls are built into that earpiece, so it makes it easy to handle your calls, your music playback, and your volume adjustment.
So
the cool thing about these...
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. The cool thing about these is we use a diamond-like carbon-coated diaphragm and pure iron yokes, so we're really looking at accurate high-fidelity audio. And, you know, at Audio-Technica, we are committed. We're always listening. So we are committed to providing the best quality audio at a very good, reasonable price in the market.
Well, it's been our experience that you guys have always hung in there for the true audiophiles and really some of the best quality on the market anywhere. And that's, of course, evident, I'm sure, in your new goodies as well. Not only were you announcing them and showing them at IFA, but I understand at the upcoming Rocky Mountain Audio Fest, they're going to be highlighted as well.
And we've actually have folks heading out that way today. So they'll be showing these products at that show and, of course, the upcoming CES show in January.
Of course, it'll be our 24th year broadcasting from CES. So we'll certainly be doing our part to bring new and exciting things to our audience there as well. You guys have remained committed to vinyl over the years, of course. And a lot of folks have decided, oh, vinyl's big again. Let's jump on that bandwagon. Well, you guys never really left. You've always said vinyl is important. Certainly a resurgence means that a company like Audio-Technica is ready to handle any requests, especially from the younger folks who never knew what a record was. But now they're getting into it because of much better sound and the fidelity and the whole bit. You got a whole new line of phono cartridges as well?
Yes, we do. Our heritage is vinyl. It goes all the way back to our very first phono cartridge, which was the AT1, and that was developed by our founder in 1962, and that heritage lives on. Our new line of phono cartridges is based on what we call the VM concept, and we basically replicate what the record lathe cutter head does in reverse. So we're trying to maintain that same physical layout, that V-shaped alignment, and that's going to allow that cartridge to track better. And we launched the original series of VM cartridges about a year ago, and we've just updated our cartridge line with a continuation of that VM cartridge series. We like to say we're involved in that vinyl experience. And we make turntables, we make cartridges, we make everything from the entry-level turntable to someone that wants to get into vinyl, all the way up to some pretty high-end audiophile pieces and parts, and some of our moving coil cartridges are right up there with the rest of the real true audiophile gear. The cool thing about the vinyl experience is it is a tactile listening experience as opposed to somebody downloading a file. And I think that is why the younger generation is rediscovering vinyl. They've discovered mom and dad's records in the attic. They are discovering that although they said at one time the digital media and the CD was the so-called pure audio thing, the sound of a good vinyl record is absolutely amazing and played back on a good turntable with a decent cartridge. It is an experience, and people are listening to their records. They're getting people together. They're getting that new release. They're unwrapping that record and reading the liner notes and playing side one in its entirety and then playing side two in its entirety, something that you really can't experience with a digital download. And we're seeing, we literally can't keep turntables in stock. We get them in by the container load, and they go right out the door. So we're excited that the vinyl vinyl experience is happening, and that the vinyl is actually outselling digital downloads in some areas.
And it's always cool to hear from especially the younger folk that realize the fidelity, realize the sound quality, and especially when they say something like, oh my gosh, I've never heard this sound so good. I'm not going to use MP3s ever again. Yeah, well, good luck with that with your smartphone and everything. But the fact is, they are appreciating it, and that's what counts.
Yes, and even in the digital world, we're starting to see people take more approach to the quality of the audio. They're getting into higher quality digital audio players, and they're getting into higher quality headphones as well. And we've got several headphones in our line that are high resolution audio that can carry the high res logo, that meet the standards to reproduce the audio, to really get that listener engaged in their audio and hearing every little nuance that's in that music they're listening to.
Yeah.
And we're glad to see that happening.
We talk about immersing yourself in your music, or certainly in a movie, and then the sound effects and everything else that is the case. Have you found that your sales of headphones have been increasing lately, dropping off? Are more people looking at earbuds to try to get a similar experience, or headphones are here to stay?
Well, headphones are definitely here to stay, and what we're seeing is a lot more people saying, I really want to put the quality and comfort into my listening experience. So they're looking at, we're seeing more and more people walking down the street wearing full-size over-ear headphones, and we're seeing people that are also migrating into our professional line of headphones that are really designed for recording studios and monitoring headphones, and we're seeing, you know, people using those headphones for casual listening, which, again, we never really thought we would see happen. We're seeing people gravitate toward the higher quality headphone with a higher quality audio player, and we're the high resolution audio. And if you really haven't listened to a really good recording with a good quality DAP on a pair of high resolution headphones, it is really a musical experience that is second to none.
I'm noticing on your website you talk about downloading your musical experience app as well. What installed sound app? Tell me about that, and how does that affect one's listening experience?
Well, the installed sound app is actually a tool for contractors that are installing our products in commercial installations. It's to help them. It's to give them tools and guidance as to pick the right microphone for the application and utilize that tool in helping them make the right choices for what they're doing, primarily on the commercial install side as opposed to the consumer listening side.
Oh, okay, gotcha. And that's certainly an important element as well, because if you're spending lots of good money, you want to make sure it's spent properly, and that your installer, if you're using a professional installer and a big project, you certainly should, has got all the tools necessary to be able to help them do an even better job. Where is Audio Technica headed, if you will, into tomorrow? What can you share with us?
Well, you know, we are constantly looking at what the new technologies are going to be. High-resolution audio, we're getting into better quality audio reproduction. We're getting into, you know, better frequency response. We're also looking at comfort, because people wear headphones for a long period of time. Take a gamer, for example. We have done some development on some high-end gaming headphones, and these guys will wear these headphones for 8 to 10 to 12 hours a day, even more than a guy in a radio studio would do, where headphones are a way of life for what we do. And these gamers wear these headphones day in and day out for long periods of time. They want something that not only immerses themselves into that gaming experience, but they also want something that's going to be comfortable, because they've got to wear these headphones. And they want something that's got a decent microphone on it, so when they are communicating with other players in a esports situation or a gaming situation or a Twitch situation, they can be comfortable as well as having high quality audio. We're seeing that. We're really seeing the user want a higher grade of audio. The days of, you know, I want to carry 1,000 tunes in my pocket, they're really giving way to, I want to carry 1,000 tunes in my pocket, but I'm willing to pay for the quality music player and the high quality headphones to play them back. There's, you know, there's still a lot of folks that just want music in the background. And, you know, I mean, I play a background stereo in my office all day long. It's mediocre, to say the least, because I want some noise.
Yeah.
But when I really want to sit down to listen, there's nothing like a good vinyl record through a good pair of headphones on a good stereo system, without a doubt. It's kind of all coming kind of full circle back to the way it was in the golden days of hi-fi audio in the 60s and 70s, and I'm loving that.
Oh, very true. And a lot of folks are experiencing that for the first time in their lives, and that it makes that resurgence and the excitement new again for a whole lot of folks, and through eyes, our eyes, like you and me and others listening, that are a bit older, perhaps, than this young generation, can kind of live through them vicariously and say, see, I told you, the stuff you're listening to on your phone with your little earbuds that came with your phone that are, for the most part, crap, you're not experiencing what the artists wanted you to hear. So you've got to have some good headphones and some good earbuds that are certainly more responsive to your audio. And Steve, we got to get you back again soon. There's so much more to talk about. Meantime, audio-technica.com, audio-technica.com. We'll get you there, too, when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us. Look forward to having you back soon.
Dave, look forward to seeing you at CES this year, and thanks again for bringing me into tomorrow.
Oh, it's a pleasure. I love it when a guest uses the show name like that. See, he's good. He knows what he's doing. Steve with audio-technica.com. Do check them out, too. They're Quiet Point wireless headphones and a whole bunch of other cool stuff at their site. I'm Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow continues right here on the Advanced Media Network.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services
at 800-610-9070. That's 800-610-9070. 800-610-9070.
Nothing is as constant as change, and that certainly describes the tech world that we live in. Well, we here at Into Tomorrow are here to help you with any consumer tech issues you may have. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Beth Gatrell.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet, high-speed satellite internet available wherever you live or work. Text the word radio to 35,000 for more information.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me do that, because that's cool. What is it?
Yeah, text the word radio to 35000.
Okay, so I'm going to text to 35000 the word radio.
Yes.
And I'm going to get free information, no obligations or anything like that. Get info about HughesNet satellite internet.
That is correct,
sir. Ah, loving it. Gail in Fairbanks, Alaska, listens on 970 AM KFBX. Hello, Gail.
I've been reading some information regarding nanocrystal electricity, and I was wondering how you see that coming about and how our infrastructure would adapt to that, in particular our mobile devices.
Well, Gail, nanocrystal electricity is kind of a nice marketing wrapper around really an old concept. Yes, it's wireless electricity, so you could power a device that is not plugged into anything and do it while you use it. But all the problems that existed during Tesla's time still exist now.
Yeah, that's Nikola Tesla, not Tesla the car company.
You're right, exactly. That's a good point. Yeah. Way back.
Yeah. Now, the wireless transmission is extremely inefficient, and because of that, it has a very short range. The power drops very quickly as the distance grows. The bottom line ends up being that you get about 3 feet of usable power, so it's not as efficient at charging your devices as a cable is. It wastes more electricity because it's always transmitting, and really, 3 feet of cable, or even 10 feet for that matter, cost very little.
You won't see any big changes to our infrastructure anytime soon. And this technology is not really workable at the moment, and it's unlikely that it will change anytime soon because the problem is not engineering, but physics. It's the inverse square law that's getting in the way of that power distribution method.
Whoa. Excuse me very much. Look at that. Wow, Beth and her inverse square law. Woo.
For now, just buy a longer cable.
Sounds like a low-tech solution, but it really is, Gail, the way to go. We're not looking at this capability anytime in the near future. And do you get our free once-a-week tech newsletter? Well, of course you do, because you're an Into Tomorrow fan. When you visit us at intotomorrow.com, we request that you put just your email, which, by the way, we don't share with anyone, in the little box that pops up. And please subscribe to our once-a-week tech newsletter. In addition to tech news and who's on the show this week and the listing of current prizes and stuff like that, Beth has a tech tip every week.
Yes, and this week's tech tip is all about October and awareness for National Breast Cancer. There are some great online resources available with information, tips, places to donate, blogs, and other important information about this horrible disease.
Yep, and October rolls in with a new season and brings a mountain of video game releases, too.
Yes, this week's Into Tomorrow Tech Newsletter, we have the 10 video games that you'll want to buy this month.
Ah, there you go. And subscribe. It's easy, and you want to get it, trust me, at intotomorrow.com.
What if people with type 1 diabetes had the power to manage their condition without finger sticks? To always know their glucose levels and where they're heading with just a glance at their smart device? To customize alerts and alarms to help keep them in range? All this knowledge powered by a small wearable. Introducing the Dexcom G6. Make knowledge your superpower. For a list of compatible smart devices, visit dexcom.com/compatibility. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G6 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions.
Wearable technology is certainly taking the fashion industry by storm as well, but is it sustainable? I'm Dave Graveline, the Into Tomorrow team, and I want to know what you think. Would you spend more to be fashionable with tech? Interesting thoughts. Also here in the studio with me,
Chris Graveline.
Beth Gatrell. And this portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by StreamGuys.com, providing the audio streaming for all 3 hours of Into Tomorrow via our website at intotomorrow.com.
Clifton in Toledo, Ohio, listens to our free podcast. Hey, Cliff.
I have a Galaxy 6 phone. When I turn it on, it loads very slowly. And then before it's finishing, if it's the process system isn't responding, what can I do to stop that or get the phone to run faster?
Well, Clifton, the Galaxy 6 is a 2015 phone, way back when cavemen roamed the earth. Well, seriously, though, it's not unreasonable to expect a former flagship to last only a few years.
If the process is not responding as an app you can uninstall, it may be time for it to go. If it's not, and it's part of the operating system, it may be worth restoring the phone to factory settings.
Yeah, I mean, a lot can go wrong with an older phone. Some from use, some from age, some from software. And it's really hard to pinpoint what's causing the issue without running some tests. But if it's software-related, restoring the phone will likely make it go away. If it's not software-related, even if you find out what the problem is, it probably won't be worth fixing. Hardware repairs of that kind are not easy or cheap on smartphones.
Yeah. And the thing we always want to remind you, I don't think a show goes by where we don't remind you, backup, backup, backup. And especially if you're about to reset a phone, new, old, or otherwise, if there's anything on that phone that you want, be sure to back it up. Or if there's a couple of pictures that you're concerned about, email them to yourself or something simple so you don't have to worry about if you just say, the rest of the stuff, no big deal. You know, if there's other apps, I'll just get them again. They were free or whatever. That's fine. But Clifton, if you're going to completely reset the phone, and surprisingly enough, I've done that with some older phones, and they work remarkably better because you're resetting it. You're getting rid of all the junk and all the other stuff that you may have had on the phone. Unfortunately, it doesn't get rid of the crapware that the carrier puts on it or the phone manufacturer puts on it, but at least it's kind of factory reset from out of the box. And then you'll have to go through some updates and things of that nature. When you call in and participate on the program, you do win some fabulous prizes, among other things, with no promises, no guarantees, by the way. But do tell us if one of these items is something you'd prefer when you call in.
From Monoprice, they sent a couple of their MP Select Mini 3D printers.
That's very cool. We saw them at IFA in Berlin, and they actually sent us a couple to share with our audience.
From Quai, we have Quai Fit wireless earphones for fitness training.
Oh, are they quiet?
I believe so.
Okay. From Backtrack, a C6 keychain breathalyzer. We've got several of them, so you can easily estimate your alcohol level or perhaps a friend of yours who might be throwing ice in a bar. Who knows? The fact is, you can check your blood alcohol level.
From Reolink, 1080p wire-free battery-powered indoor smart home camera.
And for Magnet Pal, rare earth magnets with telescoping grappit sticks to pick up metal items.
Yeah, that's very handy. Check us all out at intotomorrow.com.